Today, we're going to talk about making mistakes and how you should make mistakes and look at mistakes in a totally different way. Welcome to The Daily Drive. I'm your host, Ken Knorr. You can find me on Twitter at Ken Knorr. That's K-E-N-K-N-O-R-R. Make sure you hit that favorite or subscribe. Thanks and enjoy the show. Welcome to a podcast absolutely filled with mistakes. As entrepreneurs, we're risk takers. And when we take risks, it inevitably means that we're going to make mistakes. They wouldn't be risks otherwise if they were sure things. But we take risks, and again, with risks come mistakes. I'm going to tell you a story about Milton S. Hershey. Yeah, the billion-dollar Hershey Empire. He was raised as a Mennonite, and his family moved around quite a bit, which meant that he had about a fourth-grade education. But a lack of formal education didn't stop him from trying. He spent a number of years in his teens as an apprentice at a candy factory. And then finally, at age 18, he decided he was going to open his first candy store in Philadelphia. He spent 6 years working in that candy store. And it failed. It failed, and he had to close it. In fact, after it failed, he had to file bankruptcy. Bankruptcy gave him some protections, and he still had some of his basic assets. And so he went out, and he decided to pursue it again. And this time he went bigger. He opened stores in New York and Chicago. And that was a monumental failure. Absolutely became mired in debt and again had to file bankruptcy for a second time. Now those are mistakes. But after that, he went and did it again. And this time in 1883, he learned how to make caramel, and it was a huge hit. And he made so much money from that he was able to basically launch his candy empire from that point forward. So let's look at a couple more. Akio Morita. Morita was the co-founder of Sony. The company's beginnings, their first product was a rice cooker, and it burnt the rice. Bill Gates started a company called Trafodata. It went absolutely nowhere. Evan Williams. I love this one because we're on a podcast. But Evan Williams, before co-founding the social media giant Twitter, founded a company called Odeo, a podcasting platform. Right after that, Apple announced that iTunes Store would include a podcasting platform, basically making Odeo obsolete before it even began. Henry Ford. Two car companies failed before Ford Motor Company moved forward. Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban made mistakes. He failed jobs as a carpenter, as a cook, as a waiter. He couldn't open a bottle of wine. He says of his failures, "I've learned that it doesn't matter how many times you've failed, you only have to be right once. I tried to sell powdered milk. I was an idiot lots of times, and I learned from them all." I think that's the most important takeaway in all of this. Great entrepreneurs are not afraid to fail. They're not afraid to make mistakes. In fact, I think great entrepreneurs go out looking for the mistakes, willing to make the mistakes, because great entrepreneurs learn from their mistakes. And that's the key point, to learn, to not repeat, so that you put this away, you put this knowledge away, and you get better from it. You also need to value the mistakes that your employees make. You need to give them the ability to make mistakes so they too can learn from it. Great companies are filled with employees that learn from their mistakes. I'll give you a story about that. I was in the construction industry, and we were a home builder, and I had a builder in the field, and a long story short, they built a house backwards. They were supposed to build it garage right. Due to a myriad of problems with the paperwork that got in front of them and a mistake they made by not reviewing the plans against the change orders that had been sent through, they built a house that had the garage on the right-hand side instead of the mirror image of the house that was supposed to have a garage on the left-hand side. And they had gotten so far along in the construction phase that the house's slab had been poured, the walls had gone up, we were at a stage of drying in the house, which means putting the roof on it. Talked to the homeowner, and the homeowner did not want to take the house the way that it was, which meant we had to tear the house down completely, jackhammer out the slab, because all the plumbing is in the wrong places, and if you built it backwards, the bathrooms aren't going to be in the right place. All of it had to go back down to bare dirt. We had spent at that point in time about $35,000 building the house to that level, and it cost us probably another $10,000 or $12,000 to completely rip it all back out and start over. We lost a lot of money. The owner of the company looked at me and said, "You fired the builder, right?" And I said, "No. We just spent $50,000 training this builder. He's never going to make that mistake again." That's my point, guys. Mistakes are opportunities. They are opportunities for you to learn, not to repeat them. You can't do them over and over again, and you can't have employees that can't get it either and they do it over and over again. You got to learn from your mistakes, but they are opportunities. The greatest entrepreneurs made mistakes, learned from them, and that is what made them great. I told you guys it was going to be a podcast filled with mistakes, and I'm not apologizing for any of them. That's all I got for today, guys. Go out there, make some mistakes, and we'll see you tomorrow. We hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Daily Drive, and hope you tune back again tomorrow for more to get your drive up from The Daily Drive. Thanks to our sponsors, That Company.
Why should you work with That Company as your private label or reseller partner instead of those other guys? Because we get results for your clients. That's why we're the private label provider of choice for some of the biggest names in the digital industry. You just don't know it.
If you like the show, or if you have feedback, if you're using the Anchor app, please send us a voice message and we might play it on our next episode. Also, make sure to give us a favorite, subscribe, or share it with your friends. Thanks a lot, and see you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.